Shona Bala, being the result of going by Donia's Losh. If you're a or anybody who's a king or a wife or anybody who's a wife is greater than a king, you can tell the Losh Horror, right? You can tell the Losh Horror, there's no answer to tell.
Shvaidish Cheshvin, 30th of October, Rabbi Rafi Brody, are rainbows scary?
Rainbows.
Thank you all for inviting me back. And of course, the Fuas, Yosef Dov, Ben Chayla, very, very taken by it. Mitzvah Shem Yishad, Fuas, Shulema Bekorim. Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. Simon Reish Choftes, Horoye, Keshes, Oime, Borchata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Zoyche Abris, Venemon Bivrisoi, Vekayam Bema'amoroi. Zoyche Abris, Hashem made a bris in this week's Sedra, and said that I will never bring a flood back. Venemon Bivrisoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his bris. Vekayam Bema'amoroi, explain the Mefarshim, even were it to be that there was not a bris, Hashem would still not destroy us, because he's our father and he's never going to destroy us all. Says the Mishnah Berurah. And there's so much information today, in Mitzvah Shem, you're going to have the whole day, you're going to be thinking about rainbows. Should you be looking in the sky when you think about it or not? We shall see. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ein kedai lahagid lechaveiroi sheyesh keshes. Don't walk around when there's a rainbow and say, hey, you seen the rainbow, you seen the rainbow, why? Mitam moitzi dibo. There's the Issa brought in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Avelus not to tell people bad news. If you want to know a shir about this, I gave a shir in study in the Torah in Manchester some time ago on this subject of saying bad news. Shouldn't say bad news, it's bad news. Et kashki nosati be'onon means, says Rashi, that I'm about when I think, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I want to bring destruction to the world, that's when I bring a keshes. Says Rashi, when Midas HaDin is going to come and be mekatrig, so it's not a good thing. It means that it's a difficult situation for Klal Yisrael. Don't go around mitlahev very excitedly telling people that there's a rainbow. Now, comes the shoyel in Salmas Chaim, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, and he asks the following question. We know in Hilchos Avelos, like I said, don't tell people bad news. Says the Shulchan Aruch, don't even tell the child when his father dies. It's bad news. Comes the Ramah, akutei yekish yid, v'yet ezogin kaddish. Says the Ramah, no, you're allowed to tell a child. Why? Because there's a toyelet for the nifta. Interestingly, not a toyelet for the child. Toyelet for the nifta. He should say kaddish. So ask the shoyel of Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Here, there's a toyelet. He'll be able to say a bracha. Says of Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, a teretz hazoi, lachayad. He says no. It could be that by the time you tell the person that there's a rainbow, the rainbow may have gone, and therefore this is not called enough of a toyeles to tell the nifter about, to tell the person about the rainbow. Come to say for Bris Kahuna. Bris Kahuna was one of the Chachmei Jerba. The whole of Jerba were Koyanim. So this is Sefer called Bris Kahuna in Tunisia. He says, he's Choylik on the Mishnah Berurah. He says, for sure you should tell. There's no Moiti Dibba. Other Rabbah, on Noistim Toida, we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Bechazdoi, in His kindness, Koras Bris. Shaloi Lahashvis HaSoylamai. Salit V'Shekuk, Una Chassid V'Shekuk. In Jeva, Kinereh, there were Chassidim, but Svadi Shekuk, Avam Svadi. Yeah, how do you look at it? Do you look at it as destruction? Or do you look at it as, oh, Chazdi Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is averting the destruction. Therefore, says the Bris Kahuna, it's Cholik on the Mishnah Berurah, you go around and tell everybody you know that there's a rainbow, say the bracha, and everybody should be happy, and give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's no destruction in the world. That is number one. Number two, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mbi Halocha, a very interesting shaila, and it can happen very often. What happens if you don't see a full rainbow? Right? Now there are two ways where you cannot see a full rainbow. Sometimes there's not a whole rainbow in the sky. So the Mishnah Berurah is in Bir Aloch is mistapik. Maybe you shouldn't make a bracha on a half a rainbow. Comes the Chuba Sanhogis from Moshe Shtenbuch and says, Halacha Lamaisa, Sofek Brochas Lahokil. Or the Svadim say, Sabal. Sofek Brochas Lahokil. Shouldn't make a bracha. Yalkut Yosef, Rabbi Vadi Yosef, is Choylek. He says, even on a Chatzi rainbow, you should make a bracha. Question is, and this is very common, what happens, you're driving on the motorway, and there's a rainbow, but there are houses, and you can't see the feet of the rainbow. Is that the same Shaila? There is a girsa in the Gemara, Horoya es keshes, or hakeshes. Some achronim want to say that this is the yesoid of the Shaila. A keshes means even possibly part of a keshes. Hakeshes means the definitive keshes. You would have to see the whole of it. There's another Shaila, and maybe
if
we can...
It's not the whole, then it's not the brisk that Eben Rahul
was covering. Oh, no, no. The question is that this is a birchas horoya. What do you have to see? Let me ask you the following. Excellent question. What's the din if you can see, if you go to the, you have Netanya, but you're in Netanya, but you're not mamish in the rich people in Netanya, so you're not on Shlomo HaMelech, you're not on the front, you have a little bit behind. And to see the sea, you need telescope, you need binoculars, right? So can you say the bracha on the sea, for example, from far away, from binoculars? You see a niflois abayra from far away, horimug vayis. Can you say the bracha?
Why not?
Oh. Can you say it from an airplane? Excellent, Shaila. So it could be that the reason for this bracha is you need hispilus. You need to be wowed by what you see in order to make the bracha. If you see it from far away, you're not wowed. I'll bring you proof that it's to do with hispilus. You make a bracha when you see the king or queen. Right? Now what happens if a person's blind? And there was a story in the Gemara, he was blind, and nevertheless, yet he made the bracha. Why? Because he felt it. He felt the whole pomp and circumstance of the king coming. And he was nispoiled. He was moved. And therefore he made the bracha. So if it's to do with being moved, ken zayin, that is only if you see the whole of the rainbow that you can make a bracha, and that this is the way that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein's son in a sefer is noita towards this tzad. Okay. So it could be that there's not enough hispilus from there, so you wouldn't make a...
It could be the opposite. You close up and you see it from on top.
Okay, we'll see if you can be close to see a rainbow from an aeroplane. We'll see about it.
On the sea, right? The sea you can see. Fire the Mediterranean Sea from an aeroplane.
Yeah, it's a good show. I don't know the... Not yet to pass the halacha advice. Okay. I think everybody knows, number three. Everybody knows that you don't look at a rainbow, you don't stare at a rainbow, right? Everybody knows that? Mishnah Berurah brings it, you don't stare at a rainbow, Mechaber brings it. The Gemara says, why are you not allowed to stare at a rainbow? Any answers?
Because he shouldn't be careful at the...
No. The Gemara in Bracha says, Horoya keshes ba'onan, you have to be noifel al ponov. Why? Lefishu mare kvoid Hashem, says Rashi. The rainbow is a heilig azach. It's to do with the Shechina. It says, "Zoya Kodesh Misha Mistakel Bakeshet, a rainbow, Kemisha Mistakel B'Shechina." So you're not allowed to stare at the Shechina, right? We know it's a Heli Gazak. Us in Beit Shemesh, we have Rav Nosson Kopchitz. He's a Kohen. Every time he walks into the hall, they sing Mare Kohen, Kitmo Sakeshes B'Soicha Onon, Mare Kohen. Right? So we know it's a very holy thing. It's how the Kohen God looked when he came out of the Kodesh Kodoshim. So you know you have to stare at it. Okay. Comes the Sefer Hasidim, and he said, I asked my uncle, the Rosh Akasha, says, how can you make a bracha on the rainbow? You have to look at it before you make the bracha. How can everybody fall in the garbage, but pacha averot, fall in the garbage and make a bracha on a rainbow when you have to stare at it? Everybody knows the answer to this question. The Rosh Hashanah. Everybody knows. There's a chiluk between looking and staring. But Ivrit, when a guy, Shabbatnik, comes up to you, he doesn't say, Mata roeh oti. He doesn't say, what are you looking at? He says, Mata mistakel alai. What are you staring at? Right? As they said in Manjushuk, you're staring at. Yeah? So there's a difference between looking and staring. Now the question is this so? Is this so?
Depends if you say the whole or the half.
Okay. First of all, we find this chiluk in many places in Shulchan Aruch. How can the Yated, the Heilige Yated, have pictures of Ahmadinejad on the front cover? Right? You're not allowed to be mistakel b'rosho. It's staklus b'rosho is the same thing. It's only his staklus, a lengthy being mispoinen at the person, looking deeply at the person. So just to see him, like, in passing, is not a problem. The same thing looking in the hands of the Kohanim. It's only his staklus, right, the Magen Avraham brings. But just to see it for a fleeting moment is okay. The reason why we put our talesim over is for two reasons. Either not to ruin our concentration, or because in the Beis HaMikdosh there was really Shechina on the Kohanim's hands. Here it's a Zeichel HaMikdosh, so we try to do like it was in the Beis HaMikdosh, and also not look at all like then they couldn't look at all. The same thing is with looking at the Levona. Some say you shouldn't look at the Levona intently, only in passing. That's what the Yosef Omer says. The Achronim. Oh, again, same thing. Just look for a moment. Look for a moment. I just want to very briefly, without going into it, very briefly, I want to bring up a kasha of the, from a lot of Achronim asked from the Sma. The Sma says, the Halacha says in Shulchan Aruch, you are not allowed to look into your friend's house. Right? Whether he has curtains or not, you're not allowed to look into your friend's house. Shaloi nitvas olav kiganav. Because if you're staring into somebody's house, that he shouldn't look like he's trying to steal from the house. As the Sma, I don't understand. Of course, to look in somebody else's house is also. What's he got to do with so that you shouldn't look like you're a ganav? It shouldn't look like you're going, you want to steal from his house. Says the Sma, that this person was not really looking into the person's house. He was looking in that direction, and he didn't really intend to look in the person's house. But, says the Sma, this is the pshat in the Mechaber, still don't look like you're looking at the person's house in, because people may be choshed you that you want to steal from him. And his diak is, the Sma's diak is, because it only says lehistakel. It doesn't say lirois, and histaklus is just a fleeting look, is not looking very intently. So a lot of Achronim ask from this Sma that the Sma clearly learned that histaklus does not mean a lengthy look, but just a fleeting look. The Yad Malachi asks this, and there's another question which I'll quickly mention. Another question: we know that Rabbi Akiva saw the wife of Jonas Rufus Harosha, and he said, "Ooh, she's an Isha Yofa Ma'od," and he started crying that she's going to die. Asked the Gemara, "How can a man look at a woman?" When Ishmartim he called Davaro, you're not allowed to look at a woman. Says the Gemara, we're talking about he bumped into on a corner, Bekeren Zovis. Ask the Mephoroshim, I don't understand. He had such an easy teretz. He could have said he was only Roye. He wasn't Mistakel. And the Issa of looking at a woman is to be Mistakel. So they asked from here that you see from a few places that Histaklus does not mean looking carefully, but it can even mean fleetingly. And some want to say because of this, that histaklus can sometimes mean this, and sometimes mean that. I think there's a third understanding of the word histakel. Anybody got any ideas? My name is Shnayis. What exactly? Histakel b'shloisha dvorim ve'inat avon lidei avera. What does it mean histakel there? It doesn't mean short vision, it doesn't mean long vision. It just means to be mispoinein. And somebody can see for 1 second and then be misboining about it, and that can have an effect on his mind. And some people can look at a long time and don't see anything. Sdu mention was kikin and zeinisht, and Sdu mention was kikin nisht and zein. That's the teva
ha'olam. The condition we do like shmir and seems to be like, you know, something.
Could be. That's the pashtus, for sure. The pashtus is like you're saying. Okay.
So in the previous, what was the chashash of looking at the friend's house, even if it's nothing.
Only Linitzvah Salavki Kans, that people shouldn't think
no,
that he's
Kasha going... was, that it was Osir anyway, that was a Smas Kasha.
Right.
What's the issue of looking in the friend's house if it's not that the Cheshash of being Nitvah Salavki Ganov?
Hezekriyat.
Yeah, it's called Hezekriyat.
Yeah. You're not allowed to open windows. Okay. It's the whole Babasra Tsugi. Okay. Let's move on very quickly. Time is short and there's a lot to cover. We want to know, when we see a keshes, is it a simon? When we see a rainbow, is it a simon? First of all, just the shape of the keshes, four beautiful pshatim, why a keshes is in a rainbow. Why is it a rainbow? So the Ramban says beautifully, and it's amazing that you see this in the world, that when a nation wants to surrender, so they lift their arms in the air. Says the Ramban, this is what is happening when we see a rainbow. A rainbow, instead of being pointed downwards towards earth, towards mankind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns around the bow back towards Shomayim in order to avert the disaster. That's why it is towards Shomayim. It could be, according to this Ramban, you have to see the legs of the rainbow, because that's the whole simon, is that the bow is returned back to Shomayim. Right. Okay. So, and that's why in French, I have a French wife, it's called an arc au ciel. Right? It means that the bow is turning back to the ciel, to the sky. The Bechor Yisrael learns a different pshat. We said before that the rainbow is Shechina. Would HaKadosh Baruch Hu show his Shechina if he's about to destroy the world? The very content, the very makeup of the rainbow, which is Shechina, means, Ich bin du, I'm here with you, the Shechina is here. I'm not removing myself from within you. That is the sign. The Chizkuni says a different pshat. He says a rainbow is Eish, is Mayim, is red, green. Even though you have the Mara of Mayim, water, next to the Eish, the water is not extinguishing the Eish, the rainbow remains. This is a simon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy the world. And the Maharaj brought in the Klei Yokas, is a different pshat. He says, and we're going to go into this further in a moment, Etzem Adovo, the very thing that the air can create a rainbow, is a raya that there's not so much rain that it can destroy a world. Because as we'll see soon, it's only when it's drizzling that you can have a rainbow. If it would, Hashem saying, look, okay, I'm letting the rain let off a bit into rainbow-able type of weather, and that's itself a proof that I'm not going to bring a rainbow. Okay, now here we get into the nitty-gritty of things, and I would like to suggest six mahalchim in the following kasha. It says, Zois habris asher ani noisein. This is the bris, this is the covenant that I am now giving. Freitz of the kasha, was this a new invention? What happened before this? Was there a rainbow before this point in time or not? Did it happen at Cheshis Yimei Breshis, or did something change? Comes the Ramban once again and says no. It was always there. Now it's just an ois. In other words, something happened in my house. I have to change my behavior. So I take something that I have and I put it on my business table. I should always remember. And whenever something will happen to annoy me, right, an anger management, right? So I take something, put it on my table, and I'm always going to remember. So it comes out, according to the Ramban, it's not triggered. It's not a trigger, the keshes, the rainbow. It's always there. And whenever there's a time of kas, chatz v'sholem, Hashem has it there, kiviyochel, in order to remember that he's not going to destroy the world. The Eben Ezra says, no, there was no keshes, no rainbow until today. Now Hashem strengthened the sun in order so that its rays should be able to create a rainbow. The Levush says slightly differently. Comes the Levush and says, you need many things together in order to create a rainbow. It has to be that it's drizzle. It has to be that only some of the sky is covered by clouds, not the whole sky. It has to be that the clouds are not thick, they are thin clouds. It has to be that the clouds are not too low and not too high. And it has to be that the sun is no more than at a 45 degree angle. Otherwise, it cannot reflect onto the rainbow. And therefore, it could be, says the Maharai, says the Lavush, even before the Mabul, there could have been a rainbow. However, and this was a discovery that I didn't know, it only rained once in 40 years before the Mabul. And I saw even one pshat there, it only rained once. I'll tell you in a minute why. But it just didn't all come together. And now, at the time of the Mabul, all these weather conditions came together in order to make a rainbow. And whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be angry, Chas V'Sholom, he will make all of these things to come together in order so that a rainbow will be able to come. The Maharai says basically the same thing. He just changes on one nekuda. And he says that the world was so rich, the ground was so rich before the Mabul, that when the Eid Yalem in Ha'oretz, when the vapor rose in order to create rain, it was such a thick cloud that it could never have created a rainbow. And he proves it. It doesn't say that when it rained, the Eidim Yalem in Ha'oretz, one cloud could be mashke the whole world. Because it was so thick, because the ground was so rich, that it managed to give rain to the whole world. And therefore, it could never have produced the rainbow. Only after the Mabul, where the ground was weakened, so the vapor was weakened, but now we can facilitate a rainbow. The Klei Yokor has a different pshat in this. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand this for a simple reason. There were six Gedoyle Oilom, the Rashbi and Yeshua ben Levi and others, who, in their days, there was no rainbow. So, did the Teva HaOilom change back in order so that there shouldn't be a rainbow in their days? Says the Klei Yokor, completely different chat. I don't know if there are any psychologists here, but in psychology, when you're scared, when you're carrying bags of your jewelry around, whatever it is, you're always looking over your shoulder, right? So he says, it's not pshat, there was a rainbow, there wasn't a rainbow. In the days of the Gedoyle Oilom, they were so sure that the Zechus of the Tzaddik is going to be mega, is going to save them, they never looked in the sky. They weren't looking for those type of simonim. And therefore, they never saw a rainbow. But when there were no tzaddikim, the whole time they were looking up, oh, what's the situation? That was their gauge as to whether they're in destruction mode or not. The Tiferet Yisrael says a tremendous thing. Tiferet Yisrael is always a little scientific. He says as follows. He says, if you take a glass, and you put water in, and you shine sun through the glass, it will create a rainbow on the other side.
A prism.
Yeah. Correct. Now, if that's true, says the Tiferet Yisrael, and you can correct him if he's wrong, scientifically. So if there's a cloud, then the rainbow should be on the other side of the cloud, through the water, onto the other side. Hashem made a nes in Parshas Noach that from then on, the rainbow will be on the near side of the cloud instead of on the other side of the cloud. That was the nes, that was the change that happened in this week's Sedra at the destruction, at the Mabul. Okay, let's go a step deeper. If rainbow is a teva phenomenon, it's a natural phenomenon in the world which is created by various factors, but we see very often there's a rainbow. So how can it be that this natural phenomenon is a simon from Shomayim that Hashem is going to bring destruction in the world? It's a very fundamental question. So I would like to suggest three answers. The Ramah answers like this. The Ramah says that really, in Yom Ketikunam, in good times, it should only ever rain on a Wednesday night and a Friday night before Sholem Zochas were invented. Could be the Wolf Svadim in those days, and after Sholem Zochas. The Gemara says Friday night when everybody's at home, that's when it should rain. I think whether you can correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah? And therefore, when we are not doing Ratzon Hashem, Hashem makes it rain by day instead of by night, and therefore when He brings a keshet, a rainbow, it is a simon ra. Now, comes the Shlach HaKadosh, and says another teretz. The Shlach HaKadosh brings another teretz, and he says like this: everything that we do creates a tumul in Shomayim. And the tumul that's created in Shomayim is reflected in this world. And therefore, if we do our veirois, then it creates a cloud in Shomayim. That in turn creates in this world clouds. And therefore, the rain that brings a rainbow is from the type of clouds that are a reflection of what's going on in Shomayim. The Shlach HaKadosh has its own teretz, but he says a very interesting point. This is slightly to do with yesterday's shir, and he says as follows. I want to ask you another question. We know that when there's a moon eclipse or a solar eclipse, it's a simon ra for Jews, for non-Jews. It's also a natural occurrence which we can forecast from today ad sof kol hadoros with the calendar. So how can it be that it's a simon? Says the Shlach HaKadosh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen until the end of time, and therefore he can now say when Klal Yisrael are not going to be doing a Ratzon Hashem, and that's going to create a Likui Levona, Likui Chama, or a rainbow. The Yaros Devash, and finally we'll have to finish with this, even though there's much more to say, even about whether you should say about on the Niagara Falls there's always a rainbow, should you say always the bracha there, there's so much to talk about. However, we'll finish with the Yaros Devash. The Yaros Devash says as follows. He says there are two types of rainbows. There is a multicolored rainbow, and there is a bluish rainbow. Right? And there are eduyos that Rabbi Shila Belzer and others before him, they made a bracha on a rainbow at night. No time to go into this. Very strange phenomenon. Says the Yaros Devash. On the regular rainbow that we see always, no bracha. That's just the natural occurrence. On this bluish, tingy type of rainbow, that's a simon that Hashem's bringing chas v'shalom of destruction. Techeleth, miloshin kloya, miloshin destruction. That's the one that you have to make a bracha on. I can't remember if it's the Chido or the Ben Ishchai who says, if this is true, should we base our halacha opinion on the Yaros Devash and not make a bracha on our rainbow? Ein bekoichi, I don't have the power to change what we've been doing for Dori Doris. You should make a bracha even on the regular rainbow. There's so much more to talk about this. I just want to finish with one thing. Lezchus l'refuas tzuri. And this is a question which has bothered me for many years, and I have a new answer this year, and I want to share it with you. Noach ish tzadik, tomim hoya b'doroiso, says Rashi, every chayim knows, yeish loishim lishvach, yeish loishim lignai. Gentlemen, you're learning hilchos loshon hara. Why on earth would you be doyrish lignai if you can be doyrish lishvach? Why would you be doyrish it derogatorily about him? No. Only in his generation was he a tzaddik. But had he lived in the generation of Avraham, he would not have been considered a tzaddik. Or you can say lishvach. He was an amazing tzaddik, right? He was fantastic. But the rights of even in his generation, he managed to go against the tide. Why would you be dorish l'ganai if you can be dorish lishvach? I think this may be the pshat. Of course, loshon hara l'toyeles is permitted. with all the tanoi. So what to Eleth, what purpose could we have of being Dorish Leganai? The pshat is like this. There are two types of chesed in the world. And Noach, at the destruction of the world, has to rebuild it. Oilam chesed yibone. That's why he has to run around day and night feeding the animals. And any problem with that is a problem in bniyas ha'oilam mechodosh, in building the world from anew. So that's what Noach has to do. However, Noach's chesed wasn't the greatest chesed in the world. The greatest chesed in the world is what Avraham Avinu did. And that is to be mekarev nefoshes l'toyer, to bring people baruch niyas, to do chesed with them, to bring them closer to their purpose in life, to bring them closer to their tafkid. So Noach, true, he did chesed, but he did great too chesed. If he would have lived in the generation of Avraham, that wouldn't have been considered the Spitz Madriga, because he would have been doing great two chesed, whilst Avraham Avinu was doing one and two. He was inviting people into his house, and he was doing chesed, bringing people closer to Torah. If this is true, there are two types of chesed. Rabbi Yisrael, I just want to make a suggestion. We have a dear friend, Echad Mnei Chabura, Dudi, he's not well. We have to do a chesed to his guf. We have to do a chesed to people's neshama. If we can make this week possibly, and it's just a suggestion, a matching campaign, chaver mevi chaver, everyone should try this week and to be meshachneh, to persuade another person to join. Start today the Torah way, sheli, v'shelochem, sheloi, it all belongs to Dudi, he was one of the miyastim. Everybody can be mar b'chayolim the Torah, try and bring somebody to the shir, or to listen to the shir. That will be a tremendous achus for those people who will listen to the shir and will bring them closer to their tafkid in life, and will give it to a huge cheshit to Dudi, who shtavar refuot shleima ben hera, amen.